This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Our first guest is an overachiever. And wow, is she important and very important right here in Melbourne. And who is it?
Yes, we have on the phone with us Gabriella Hurst, who is a visual artist, and she has an exhibition at the newly open, or will be newly open, ACME, the Australian Centre for Moving Images, and it's called Darling Darling. Welcome to the show, Gabriella.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. It's so lovely to be here.
It's our pleasure. Globetrotting, look at you. You're like overachiever. You're like Melbourne born, but London based.
Sydney born,
but London based.
I don't know. Globetrotting doesn't have the same ring to it now, does it?
Yes, I know. It's kind of taken the edge of it a little bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, it certainly has.
But actually, Gabriella, before we talk about the exhibition, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself? You know, like how did you sort of get started in the arts, and where did your love for the arts come from?
I come from a very artistic, creative family. My dad's a musician, and they're both just been like supportive from the get-go. My mom actually came with me to make part of this artwork with me. You know, we're all in it together.
Oh, brilliant! And your uncle's involved as well.
Oh, he's a pianist. My uncle,
right?
And composer as well. Yeah, no, I really didn't have a chance, did I?
but did he help you with this exhibition too, didn't he?
I think that might be a mix-up. My uncle didn't.
Right.
With this.
Oh.
No, on this one. But, no, he hasn't. But, I mean, he's been an inspiration for me. But it's more kind of my mum and my dad with this, really.
Oh, right. Brilliant. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Well, as Neil said, give us a bit of a background on who you are and why ACME has chosen you as this major exhibition to open the new gallery.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I should ask them. It's really brilliant. I'm a moving image and performance artist.
Yep.
I grew up in Australia. I've been living over in the UK in Berlin for the last 7 years. I don't know how that happened. It just went very quickly. I got this commission a couple of years ago, the Ian Potter Moving Image Commission. That was ACME. And it was, you know, of course it was supposed to have come out a year ago, but certain things have happened in the world since then. But yeah, it's been really an amazing journey. And to be able to come back here and share this work, which I'm really proud of, be able to share that with kind of the arts community here.
Yeah, but
it's great.
But where did it all start for you? You know, like, where did the your inspiration? You know, like, and especially within the discipline that you work in, it's something that's developing all the time, isn't it? And it's a little bit left of centre, isn't it?
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's a really good question. It's really hard to pinpoint exactly where an idea comes from, because I guess I usually have an idea and I work. I kind of work from that rather than having a kind of ongoing practice like a painter who kind of develops something within the same discipline. I tend to work in different disciplines and different media. But with this, I can kind of pinpoint a few moments which have kind of contributed to making this work. The work is shot half on the Barker Darling River, so the Lower Darling.
Yep.
River on Barkindji country. And I went out just on a trip, maybe 5 years ago now. I went on a trip, you know, with my parents, actually. I didn't know at that point the situation on the river and how dire the situation was. And I had this moment. We drove off the main road that goes from Broken Hill to Menindee. And there was this signage that said, the Sunset Strip, and it was very 1950s, very kind of, just kind of nostalgic pictures of pelicans. So we drove down this this street, and there were, it was lined with these trees, and there were these boats around it, kind of everything to indicate that you're about to end up at this kind of very romantic beach lakeside resort. And then as we went further and further, the trees kind of parted and the houses parted, and there was this completely empty lake. And of course, that's Menindee Lake.
Whoa.
So this idea, I guess, and then I left to go to the UK soon after that to study. And you know, that kind of stuck in my mind, this like, this facade, this idea of the facade and then the ecology behind it. And kind of, I don't know, there were some other kind of moments, but I can kind of pinpoint these particular moments which have kind of led towards the development of this idea. And that's how my work generally works. You just watch things, absorb things, learn things, and they kind of just put them in the kind of compost heap of your mind and hope that it produces something eventually,
But that was a great way to describe how a lake or river has dried up. The 77 Sunset Strip, the beautiful strip and the trees and the houses and whatever, and then it started to get less and less because the lake is empty. Very interesting. So what can we expect? How are you getting this message across in what you're doing at ACME?
Well, I mean, the work that I've made, and I should say, you know, like I talked about kind of coming up with an idea. That's obviously just like 0.001.
Yep, sure.
And then like since then, I've just been collaborating with all these amazing people. And that's what the kind of commission's allowed me to do, to collaborate with these incredible people to develop this work. So the work that's kind of come out of this, it's very slow. It's very contemplative. It gives a lot of space to kind of think about what you're seeing. And the first thing that you will see are these kind of landscape shots that show the region, but shot as if they were kind of photographs or landscape paintings in their composition. And they're very still. And if you spend a bit of time with this, with these kind of quite beautiful, romantic images of landscape, you'll realize that there's this stillness and this absence. And that absence, of course, is because of this absence of water and all of the kind of, to use Deborah Bird Rose's quote, the shimmer of life that comes with that. And so you have this kind of, this eerily still moving image work. And then if you were to walk behind that screen and to navigate around it, which the installation invites you to do, you'll find another work, which is the conservation of a painting of the same region that was done by a colonial painter in 1895
right.
by William Charles Pigney. And it's a painting called The Flood of the Darling, 1890. And the film on this side shows the conservation and care of that object, that painting that's in the Art Gallery New South Wales collection by the Conservation Department. And the sounds from these two different kind of meditations on care or lack of care, they leak into one another and form a kind of leakage installation.
Right. And so the space, with it all being, the latest in technology, it must be very exciting for an artist like you to be really, to be able to stretch your capabilities and your imagination to, and I love that concept of, the dryness, and then you walk around to this painting at the back of it. What a really good experience and coming up with it. How did you see this painting, the one that from the Gallery in New South Wales? How did that come to play?
Well, I grew up in Sydney, and I spent a lot of time going into the Museum of Temporary Art and the Art Gallery of New South Wales. I kind of scoured those places from a young age. And this painting's been in the collection of Art Gallery New South Wales since 1895,
right.
I think, or maybe. So it's kind of one of their big precious works. And it's sat in kind of climate control in that gallery since then. So I've seen it a lot, and it's beautiful. But I guess this work kind of is a bit of a self-examination, kind of questioning, like, why do we think certain ways of looking at country are beautiful? But then when I was in the UK, I came across this short video online that was about, that was put out by the Art Gallery of New South Wales, that was about the conservation treatments that have happened to this painting beforehand. And I saw that region, and then of course I thought back to the Menindee Lakes, the same kind of area as that, and my experience of being there and the revealing of that lake. And so I guess it kind of all came together from that.
Wow. And how exciting is it for you to be the first artist to be in this gallery space? You know, was that a, you know, like how did the invitation come about for you?
I mean, it's really amazing, and I haven't seen the new Acme yet. I'm going to see it really soon. I'm really looking forward to it, and I know they've been developing the whole new Acme for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
So it's super exciting for me. That's a huge, it's a real honor.
How did it happen?
It was an open call. It was an open call competition.
Right.
And I put in this is a really long time ago now. It was over 2 years ago now. I put in an application with my idea.
Yep.
And I just got selected. And yeah, I mean, it was pretty crazy because I was living in the UK at the time. And I came back to make this.
Right.
But yeah, I was stoked. Still am.
Fantastic. Yeah. And you know, like, how amazing must it be for, you know, like, with us plebs here in the studio, you know, like, we're hopeless artists. But for an artist like you to get something like this that, you know, like, as you said, it's been years, you know, like, you applied, and then all of a sudden it's ready and it's waiting there for us to go and see. It must be bloody exciting for you.
Yeah, it is, especially when you're kind of, like me and my small team have been working on this forever, and so few people have seen it, and just really good to kind of get it out of your head and you know, just put it out there into the world and have other people experience it.
Yeah.
And that's always such a big part of the work, and there's been such anticipation for me about this.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see how people respond to it, how they navigate it as an installation.
Yeah.
What sort of ideas come out of it? Because, you know, I have all these ideas about what it might say, but to other people, you never know what they're going to bring to a work.
Well, exactly. Mm-hmm. Everyone sees it very differently, don't they? And which is the exciting thing about art. Now, you wanted to actually mention somebody or say...
Yeah. I wanted to pass on a message from Barkindji Elder Uncle Badger Bates, who is an amazing campaigner and artist, an environmentalist from the Barkindji country where I filmed this artwork. And so this is paraphrasing. Uncle Badger Bates has asked for all the listeners to please pay attention and listen to everyone who lives on the Darling Barker River from Burke down to Walgett, and to listen to Barkindji voices, and to please support the listing of the Menindee Lakes under the Ramsar Convention on International Wetlands, the protection of the wetlands of international significance. And this is a direct quote from Uncle Badger Bates. The Darling Barker must flow like the blood in our bodies. All rivers must flow like the blood in our veins.
Brilliant. And so to the point. Thank you so much for chatting to us. Can't wait to get into Acme and actually see your exhibition. You know, like, it's all happening for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me. And, yeah, I hope you enjoy it. I can't wait for everyone to see it.
Yeah.
It's been a long time in the making.
A long time in the making. Okay.
Great. Thank you so much, Gabriella. So we've been talking to Gabriella Hurst, who's got an installation opening at the Acme. I think it's the 11th of February when Acme reopens.
Yes.
So thanks very much, Gabriella. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.